Have y'all seen
Blog Talk Radio?
Well, because I'm not going to get on here and carry for another hour because y'all not sitting by for 35 cents. Hold on. I need my 35 cents for them bald-headed ass kids. Because YouTube has been trying my videos. So I need my 35 cents or I'm not staying on here. I promise you I'm not. I said what I said. Okay. Also, the number is 563-999-3658. Also, super chats to the top. But if you want to get into some things, let's go. Where's my girlfriend? Hold on. Let me make sure because she did say that she wanted to come on. Hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. While I wait for her, let me take another call. Okay, 8874, you live on the air. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Uh-oh, not letting y'all hear me. Hold on, hold on. Why it's not letting y'all do it? Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Okay, let me get you off. 0609, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, well, they got off. Okay, yes, go ahead, talk to me.
Okay, so the whole thing you were talking about earlier with Nikki, well, what do you think her issue is? Because it can't be people are using her if she's the common denominator. Like, you just think, I don't want to say jealousy because clearly she has a bigger career, but why do you think she doesn't get along with other female rappers? Like, what's her main issue with every single one of them?
No, no, we're not talking about every single one. Ma'am, I literally just did a
whole
breakdown.
Well, I mean, the ones that you're talking about today, like Megan, Doja, like, allegedly Ice, like, why do you think she has an issue with them? Like, she's supposed to be the queen, so why doesn't she handle her business? Do you think it's because she's intimidated by people who are overshadowing her? Because I think Doja's getting to her, too, because Doja's supposed to be, I think, getting number one next week.
I can't do this. I literally just said, I'm not repeating it. I just talked for an hour. I literally just talked for an hour. I love you, but I can't. Please don't ask me those kind of questions. I literally just talked for an hour. I love you, though, but I'm like, what? Okay, 4269, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hi, what's going on?
Oh, is it me? Okay, I can't hear myself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I wanted to touch up on a few topics that you were talking about.
Okay.
The first is showing love to Cardi B.
Okay.
I'm not going to make this versus Cardi versus Nicki. This is relevant. So I looked at the dates of Princess Diana Remix. That was April 14th.
Okay.
There's a whole page dedicated to artists or celebrities that like Cardi's picture. So from April 14th to May 2nd, Ice Spice did not like one single Cardi B picture. On she started liking Cardi's pictures. This is around the time the hype for Princess Diana died down a little bit. She liked another picture on May. Sorry, I'm getting anxiety. I don't know. Let me calm
it's
down.
Okay.
May 14th. So then the record, the Barbie World came out. Let me see. Came out June 23rd. From June 23rd to August 26th, Ice Spice did not like a single Cardi B picture until August 26th. She liked her Vogue cover. So it seems there's a pattern. Every time Ice Spice does a song with Nicki, she waits until the hype dies down to start liking Cardi B's pictures. That's something that I noticed.
Mm.
Now, and I can send you the account. So another thing, need. When we're talking about needing people, I feel like Nicki Minaj is a narcissist, okay? She doesn't see the value that Ice has given to her. It's an equal to business. I agree with you. Ice Spice provides good PR for Nicki Minaj. There's a narrative around that she doesn't get along with female rappers. So what happens? They start dick riding each other. It squelches the narrative that she doesn't like female rappers temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're in 2023, there's an issue. She says that Ice Spice needs her. if I recall correctly, Ice Spice had a top three hit without Nicki Minaj. Before Diana, before Barbie World. So who needs who? Armand, there are pages that predict Hot 100 placements. This is based off of radio, streaming, sales.
Mm-hmm.
If you analyze it, Ice Spice gets way more radio. Billboard has set it up to where radio plays a big role in chart placements. Ice Spice mm-hmm. gets way more radio than Nicki Minaj. So who needs who? Ice Spice got her highest peaking songs without Nicki. Barbie World did not touch top five. Even with Atlantic playlisting and Payola, what they love to discredit Cardi B with, Cardi B can get number one with Atlantic, but they can't get number one with Atlantic. That's
fucked up. Because she was faking Atlantic, wasn't she? But wasn't this Atlantic?
Yes.
Nicki was faking Atlantic, but wasn't Atlantic Sympathy and Payola?
Wake it up, okay?
But also, I will say this. Ice Spice definitely did benefit Nicki Minaj because she kicked her back into an algorithm as well. Like, Nicki got on that Princess Diana. It helped Ice Spice, but it was also a look for Nicki Minaj as well. No shade.
Yes. That's the whole point. That is the business relationship. Ice Spice makes Nicki look good, and Ice Spice gets to use the barbs. That's what it's about. What happens all this? Why do I have to pay you to make you look good? I'm doing my part, and you're doing your part. If I was a female rapper, I would use a dying fan base like the Barbs, okay? Actually, you know what? I'm going to stop there. Okay, I'm not going to stop.
Thanks,
so,
boo.
What else?
Oh, yeah. You have some more? Go ahead. You have something else? Go ahead.
I forgot. I was just going to wake that up because, yeah, if I was a female rapper, I would use a dying fan base. This is kind of what Nicki did to Lil' Kim. You're the younger one now. You said it's strategic, right? You see someone having PR issues. You said, okay, I'm going to be used to make her look good. In exchange, I don't have to build a fan base. I can just use somebody else's. I can make the sales. I can make the streams. And the Barbs are always going to think we're cool because it benefits them. You see how when you're holding a space? They wouldn't admit they were talking about Ice Spice. They wouldn't because...
No, they would not admit it. That's why I was like, girl, we got to be real.
Exactly. And last thing, I don't want to hold the line. Ice Spice is the only female rapper that follows primarily Barbs. All her following is Barbs. Barty Gang clocked that way before. She was dick riding Nicki for the longest. But it comes in waves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to say one more thing. Remember that you were talking about other space about Akbar, right? You were talking to Akbar, but you were really talking to all the girls, right? Sexy Red recently posted a link to Nicki's new song. Now, why would Sexy Red post a link to some other bitch's song that she's not on? But this one,
okay, thank you, because you didn't say the D word. You didn't say I was letting you make it because you were talking good, but you can't. Send me 30%. This is why I don't do this. Send me my 30%. Okay. 5-3. Come on, baby. Girl.
She got the mighty high.
Yeah.
Chop. Okay. Child. I was like, oh, my God. She didn't say the D. She didn't say the B. She didn't say the
A. I was letting her make it, but, girl, I had to let her go.
Okay. So I get the whole conversation is Ice Spice and Nicki, but I just sent you a couple of viral TikTok thingamajiggies that have over 20,000 impressions. Which are actually AI, like no tea, no shade. They're actually like AI voice thingies. You know, no tea, no shade.
Okay, Doja Cat.
I honestly think she's talking about Doja Cat because Doja Cat's the only female, that's dropping a rap album that has a rollout right now. And those impressions do go towards Doja Cat's song that is now debuted at top five, the first solo female rap song to debut in the top five of the Billboard Hot 100.
Well, she could be talking about Doja Cat too, though. Girl, I think she could be talking about Doja Cat too. No tea.
Nicki Minaj gets upset when people start attaching her to people. So when you have these big publications saying Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat are the only female rappers in history to surpass 30 million certified units with solo songs, Doja Cat earns her first ever number one hit on the Hot Rap song chart with Paint the Town Red. Paint the Town Red. Doja Cat repeats at number two on global Spotify with 4.7 million streams. Paint the Town Red becomes Doja Cat's eighth top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100. It's just a lot of things. Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat is now the highest charting solo song by a female rapper in Billboard Global 200 chart history. Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat is the first solo song by a female rapper to enter the top five of the Hot 100 since Nicki Minaj's Super Freaky Girl. When they start saying things like that, that irritates Nicki.
Yes, we very know- much so. Listen, I'm here for all this. I'm here for all the Doja Cat slander. I knew this already. You girls are just catching up. So I'm all on board for this, for sure. For sure.
But let me tell you.
For sure.
And
for sure.
And no tea, no shade, Doja Cat has a chance to go number one and have the first female rap solo number one since Super Freaky Girl. No shade.
It's definitely towards Doja Cat, too. I prefer it be towards Doja Cat than Ice Spice.
Nicki Minaj just jumped on TikTok Live and said her song will be releasing on Friday. She added that song to TikTok quickly because she wants to be the first one to have a solo female rap song go number one since her last song, just so she could say she has that accolade.
See,
I believe
I'm here for it to be Doja Cat.
It's no tea, but see the difference, you know. And I get it, you like the slander, but I'm about to wake it up. Now, see the difference is Nicki Minaj. You've had to put out EPs. 20 versions of a song, and Doja Cat has done it with an explicit and a not explicit, and it's eating you up.
I can't stand Doja Cat, but we're
talking facts today. Doja Cat did not put out an EP of the song with different versions of the song. She's doing this organically. No shame. Organically. Now, while you dislike her, you cannot say... And you cannot say that she put out 15 versions of a song.
Slander her.
I cannot slander somebody that is eating Nicki Minaj up at her own game. It's no tea and it's no shade hating her. Because her first number one will be attached to Doja Cat for the rest of her career. Her first number one, no matter what, will be attached to Doja Cat. You wouldn't be upset about that? And then now the girl... They thought the girl was going to get canceled for these demon accusations, and Nicki Minaj got canceled for her performance with exorcism. And
but
now Doja Cat's coming back with a video.
Honest with you, sister. I'm going to be honest with you.
And exorcism.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I think Doja Cat could be out of this mix, but girl, Doja Cat, with all that you said, Doja Cat doesn't need Nicki that much.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
So then I've noticed, now, the barbers aren't really promoting Doja Cat anymore. They've clocked it.
Well, I mean, those
clocked
TikTok,
it.
They're bars.
They've clocked it.
Unfortunately. Those
but
TikTok, they're bars.
So I think Doja Cat is more of an obvious choice now, but I think there's still a relevance with the Ice Spice tea. Something is still not all the way clean in that milk. Because now you have Ice Spice over there with Cardi B. Something is not all the way right with that girl. It's just not, it hasn't came to the top yet. It's probably both of them.
Ice Spice's situation. When you can't beat him, join him. She thought that in Nicki co-signed, she was going to beat Cardi B. And clearly the Delhi song plummeted. So it's like now she has to play nice. But you know what I'm saying? A real competition would be a Doja Cat. Because Doja Cat, Nicki don't see Ice Spice as a threat. She can make melodic rap.
But see, here's the thing, though.
Nicki Minaj better than Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, but listen, we're not talking about threat. We're talking about money.
And I get that, but
the song
is attached to Nicki. You know what I'm saying? Nicki's voice is attached to these TikToks on the Paint the Town Red. Nicki Minaj would want the people to believe that she had something to do with Paint the Town Red going top five and not get credited. Let's be real.
But But again, Nicki also has two songs with Ice Spice out and saying it's a part of their deal to just attach people and not want to pay them or not want to pay for publishing. No, that's not happening with Doja Cat. They're not working together anymore. Nicki Minaj stopped that 2 years ago. So that's not the problem. They're not doing a record. We could probably add that to the conversation.
Who has the rollout? Her initial tweet says this is part of their budget and their rollout. Has no rollout.
Girl,
it's
I think you have a point with Doja Cat, but I think to throw Doja Cat in the boat like it's her, it's not. I see your point more of a competitive thing, but this feels more monetarily. This feels more monetary than competitive.
I mean, but what is I just feel like it's no tea. I don't.
It feels like I'm not going to keep letting this make money off of me, and y'all not paying me my cut.
Well, I mean, I still feel like it's Doja Cat. I think it has nothing to do with Ice Spice. Because it's no tea, Ice Spice really don't make her money like that. Sexy Red don't make her money like that. She's still getting her royalties from those songs. And I just feel like she wasn't expecting Doja Cat to come eat her up, and now she's rushing to release her single.
But I think two things can be true at once. I'm gonna give you this. I think that the number talk that she's been doing, that and the AI, okay, that could happen. I think it could, honestly. I really think they both in that. I will put Doja Cat, but I think for two separate reasons, new stuff goes for Doja. If those are real publications that you read, I didn't see it. But I believe that, I've been telling you, the girl, I believe that Doja Cat is all up and through those bags. She's been not like her for various reasons. So that's not a surprise to me. But I think that we can't act like somewhere in the Ice Spice bag, Ice Spice's team is not in that conversation. Underlying, like Doja Cat, I believe it, but I think the way you're coming is more Doja. She's jealous of, or she's nervous about Doja Cat coming. And from the tweets that I read, it feels more so like, girl, I'm feeling it because these people don't want to pay me my money.
I mean,
but it
they
could
both
be
right.
I don't know.
I still stand on mine because it. I just think it's crazy how she started ranting after these Doja Cat publications started coming out.
But it's like,
and
but see the thing, but the, but if we go through the tweet again, right? I'm with you though. I'm not gonna say that Doja Cat ain't in the, like, I don't like that whole boat. But it's clear she didn't already unfollow that woman and everything. And if the tweet read, let me read the tweet again.
Mm-hmm. Let's read it.
Let me read it again. Where is the? Let me say. I don't know where it's at.
My babies, y'all know those AI verses and little fake news stories are a part of their budget, right? If they can add your fave artist on the song without paying the artist, without paying publishing, even when they need that artist, the only one that isn't paying publishing and adding Nicki's voice could be Doja Cat. Those are all over TikTok.
But Doja Cat doesn't need her.
But she wants people to believe that she needs her, just like how she, you know, claims that she helped her get her first number one. You see what I'm saying? She's delusional like that. It's
or
crazy.
How do we not know, or how do we not know that there wasn't a publishing issue in the past, and all of a sudden we got these leaked Deli versus Ice Spice out? How do we know that they just never had a publishing issue?
It could be true, but it's the part where she said, so posting stories that aren't confirmed by Onika Tanya Mirage or posting verses you know are using my voice. That's where I'm like, okay, the only person that has these many publishing more than Ice Spice is Doja Cat. No shade.
I think they could both be hit with this.
But she would want us to believe. I mean, it could be either or, but she's not going to point the girl out, obviously, because she would look bitter if it was Ice Spice, and she would look jealous if it was Doja Cat. So she just left it out in the air. And that's why we're having these conversations.
It's some tea, girl. It's some tea. It's some tea because, okay, so let me ask you this. Why has Nicki Minaj not shown Ice Spice any love recently?
because she has a project to put out and she's nervous just like the rest of the girls.
And why is that Spice all over here with Cardi now? Something is not right.
I feel like Ice Spice's team, like her management is like, you cannot handicap yourself with just one person. You cannot. This isn't going to work. This girl has a whole, like you said, why would you work with somebody who has a big project or who has their own label and you go under their label and hinder yourself when you have things that are coming out? Ice Spice is fizzling out. It's no shame.
Ooh.
Once the main rap girls pop out. Huh?
Fizzling out is crazy.
I mean, now everybody's talking about Megan Thee Stallion popped out. Cardi B's popping out. You know what I'm saying? Doja Cat's going top 10 on Billboard. It's no shade. You know what I'm saying? Like, the girls, they could be exciting for a summer, but are they going to make it after the summer?
Girl, okay. I'm with you, though. We're going to take some more. We're going to take some more. Stay here.
We're going to have to
9179, you live on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Armand, can you hear me?
Yeah, talk to me.
Let's get into some things. Okay, first things first, let's go to Tao. Second thing off, you are amazing at what you do. You are amazing at what you do. Like, let me give you your flowers, baby. Roses. Okay, let's go.
Tao is crazy. Okay.
So, let's throw it up in the air, honey. So, so you cleared everything about Doja when people were saying, like, oh, Doja's getting into it. I mean, Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat behind the scenes, they don't really like each other. You ate that. Like, because when I started listening to you, you just make so much sense. Let's see here. I have to figure out, I think Nicki's problem in these days is that what stands in the way of Nicki and her regality? In the sense that when people talk about Beyonce, when people talk about Rihanna, you know, R&B, they're the trinity in the black community. Mm-hmm. When people talk about Rihanna or people talk about Beyonce, these are the untouchables. Nicki is supposed to be an untouchable. What is her problem that the community and her, she can't get her regality? And I think the problem is? I think the problem is the whole pick a side thing with the whole Cardi and Nicki. Nicki, you are self-proclaimed bigger than Cardi. You should have just paid it. Just pay it. When the whole, you know, hate train happened in 2018, 2017, just be like, listen, I'm so thankful I'm still here and I'm still the queen, period. That's all it should have been. It shouldn't have been up until 2023, you're still having girls pick a side. Because now, like, if this whole thing is true, which you gave facts here, so I'm thinking that it may be Ice Spice's team, you know, being the problem. But if Ice Spice becomes the latest, Nicki opponent, it's a history now. And now everybody's going to be like, this is Nicki's fault and da-da-da-da. Even though, you know, Koi was ungrateful, Doja Cat was a user, Megan was a social climber. These are all facts.
Yes, those are facts.
They're not going to look into it. They're just going to say, oh, okay, Nicki is just, you know, she can't get along and females are so catty, female rap is so catty, blah, blah, blah. You know, one thing
I don't think this issue right now that Nicki is having is more of like a jealousy thing. Now, I can't say like maybe because she's been doing a number talk about the female rap stuff, but to me this feels more business related, more like, girl, my likeness is being used and I'm not being compensated to the max.
You clocked it.
I just feel like that's what it is.
Within this tweet, her saying without paying the artist, without paying publishing, she mentioned paying twice.
Yes.
Nicki is the lyrical genius. If she didn't want to emphasize payments, she would have tweeted something else within that tweet.
Yes. It would have been more about number talk. It's not about competition. It's about business.
Exactly. Exactly. And I do feel like, oh, I just seen something in the chat about, you know, Nicki and a 360 deal. When she first came out and she was popping like around 2010 to 2015, everybody kept on mentioning 360. And I do feel like Nicki probably had a deal that's not really the best, because she lamented about that when she went on Joe Budden's podcast about not making the best financial decisions when she was coming up. So now,
yeah,
with Heavy on it, she's making sure, which is rightfully so, that you're getting your coin with any type of interaction. And when you said that Ice Spice's team is strategic, you said strategy and strategic. I want y'all to embed those words into your mind, because it makes sense from a team standpoint to pay smaller creators on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram to make these super fluff and fake stories instead of, you know, paying Nicki 50, 100, 200,000. To you know, hop on this Deliverse. You know, I mean, even with the T, honey, I love her.
But I do not feel like this was directly towards Doja, because I do believe it was towards Nicki, because Doja does not really need Nicki the way she did before. So it's like, pay it, child.
Yeah, Doja Cat is like a A-list celebrity. Like, she's in lane of her own. Like, Doja Cat got Grammys and all of that stuff at this point. Number one record. She's got Nicki, like, her number one record. Mm-hmm. So it's not giving a Doja Cat needs Nicki. I could see Nicki Minaj putting her record out for Doja, for the number talk. But I could also see Nicki still telling her fans, Doja Cat does not really like me, so don't share her on my page. But it's the need, and it's the pain. It's those things that make me feel like this is an artist that's more up and coming, and their mm-hmm. team is trying to push it and make it look a certain way without compensating me what my worth is. That's what that feels like to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I do believe, I hope that, you know, Ice Spice does, because Ice Spice, girl, in 2023, not knowing is like that Nicki is very much Nicki versus Cardi, that's wild. So stop trying to straddle the fence.
And then my thing is this, this is what makes it awkward for me. You know, there was just this whole blow up where, and this was a strategy, Ice Spice, there was a headline, Ice Spice is, you know, personally invited to the Met Gala by Anna Wintour. But then if you ask people, they say I fight room around town, but she wasn't even inside.
Ooh.
She didn't even take a picture with Anna, you know, but then people are saying.
Because that's
but then
wild.
You look,
why didn't she take a
but
picture
then you
with
look,
Anna?
But then you look at the tabloids, but the PR move is, look at Ice Spice. She was personally invited to the Met Gala by Anna Wintour. But yet, we don't even know if she was in there. And then on top of that, you like Cardi B so much, why you and Cardi B don't have no picture inside the Met Gala?
Clock it.
So that's what I'm saying. It's something there.
I just feel like hers trying to straddle the fence. At least here's the thing. I feel like Doja Cat, in terms of meandering out of Nicki Minaj's grasp, I feel like Doja Cat was very sly, you know, very caucasity. She was being very slick with it. I'm not gonna hold you. I love Megan, but she was a clout chaser. She was a social climber. She said, I done got my Nicki. Let me see what somebody else gonna do for me. So she went on over and did what she did with Cardi. I think that she didn't intend to hurt Nicki's feelings or to make an enemy out of Nicki Minaj. She just looked at, my life revolves around Megan Thee Stallion, and I'm gonna do what's best for Megan Thee Stallion.
And that's fair too.
And I feel like what's her name, Ice Spice, you're attempting to straddle the fence here. You were all like anti-Lotto, anti-Cardi, blah, blah, blah. That's great. And now you come in and hide eyes under her pick. Like, come on now. You know your master, Nicki, go say pick a side. So it just don't look good.
Detail. We getting into it. Okay, thanks, boo. 2739, you live on the air.
Hey, Oman.
Girl, I'm not going to
I'm
going to
get into
nobody.
It real quick.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm going to get into it real quick. Actually, I agree with Eva now that she made her point, and I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt because you made a case that I could not have defended that in any hand. The thing with Ice Spice, I feel, it is funny how they based off from each other after the whole Barbie world, but I just feel like Ice movement since she came out, she's kind of not attaching herself to, you know, anybody exactly. I don't think she wants to be specifically a minion. So that's why I think she does her own movements. And I think Nicki also agrees based on how, you know, her experience with other female rappers. But now I'm going to get on to the Doja thing. I could see that.
But before we get there,
mm-hmm.
What happened? What happened? Because everything was so great. Remember, JT was just all around, and Ice Spice came, and JT won. Ice Spice was deemed the princess, and there was no JT. Then all of a sudden, Ice Spice and Nicki, they cool, but it's not giving sister. Then all of a sudden, JT is back. I don't know.
I get
crazy.
That, but it is. But after no ball, it's like, where has JT been? You know what I mean? She dropped that, and, you know. So, I mean, with that, on a light part, what Ice Spice is the Cardi B like, I think Ice Spice is just playing the game. Because, mind you, she's besides Lotto, you know, she obviously shade Lotto, but she's been trying to, like, be cordial. Because at the beginning when Cardi dropped the Munch remix, she was painting it. But when that thing happened at Powerhouse, I don't know if it's Powerhouse, Summer Jam, with the anything, and everybody was alluding to Cardi B talking about her. She liked something Cardi adjacent. So I think that she tried to, like, put, you know, here and there, try to, like, the on her side look clean. Because New York girls are another, like, us pretty girls, us pretty demure girls, we have people that don't like us, we play the game. We try, if it's not direct, we play it sweet and cool, because it's like you showing your hand that you don't like us, you being shady tonight at third. When I'm playing nice, it looks like you a hater. So I think
well, that same thing Doja Cat does. Doja Cat does that same thing. That's what Doja Cat was doing. I think they both in the same boat. Doja Cat does that too.
She does. But even with the JT thing, she like JT picture after. So, you know, you got to play the game, like, you know, make like have your hands clean. But on the Doja part, I could see it because, mind you, Doja trying to push this whole rapper thing. She mentioned Nicki in an attention song. We didn't know if it was Shade or not or Homage. Everybody was confused. That kind of flopped. She got Paint the Town Red. She doing this whole double thing. You know, all the antics she did before or have not. But as you like, as I see on the blogs and stuff, and Nicki, like, okay, she's beating this Nicki record. She's beating this. She's the best rapper. Remember, we always critique her on the rapper part because she makes pop music. So she's kind of pushing this image that, okay, cool, I could do this, I could, you know, but on a Nicki spike too, because her past history, how she always treated Nicki. So now with this, she didn't even drop the trailer officially, but it I don't know if it leaked or she records it from her iPhone or whatever, but her song's going to come out this Friday. And she's promoting through the blog, she's promoting through the Twitter account, for tonight and third, because they're the ones reporting, like, yeah, Doja's going to drop this weekend. Here's the name of the song. This is down the third, you know, with that little video. And now Nicki, if you notice, she's rushing to promote the song. She's been promoting the song. She's been playing this and that third. She's, like, rushing to promote it. It's not proper promotion with it. You know, it's not professional.
Well, that could be true, too, because she did say in that statement fake news articles. So I haven't seen it. Like I said, like, I didn't know. So I'm just like, girl, I was trying to figure out what the tea was today. And I was getting a lot of I spice. But I still feel as though, my thing with Doja Cat, bitch, y'all are late. I clocked that 2 years ago. She been telling y'all she don't like Doja Cat.
You did.
I've moved on past that. I'm telling y'all what's to come. Like, y'all just now catching up to the Doja Cat stuff. It's to a head now. I'm giving y'all the tea before y'all believe it. You see how everybody like, it's not Ice, but it's Doja Cat. Girl, watch in a year, y'all going to be like, I'm be like, I told y'all this. And y'all going to be like, oh, my God, I think she don't like Ice Spice. And I'm have to go back to this day and tell y'all that it fell out. It happens all the time.
I see it coming directly. I do. Yeah, with Doja and Nicki, it's coming.
Yeah, no, it's coming to a head now. But, girl, it's already been happening. People just wasn't trying to see it. Yeah.
And now the Doja Cat thing really this and Nicki on Twitter all yesterday, they was coming at Nicki. So it was something about it. So I don't think she's talking about Ice Spice so directly as you saying yet, but those is weird. And I'm gonna leave it there. And I just want to see it boil down.
Thanks,
so.
Cool.
Love
you too. But I think here's the thing. I'm not gonna not add Doja Cat to this mix. I think she could be talking about Doja Cat too, but I think that the Barbs know now. See, I think the issue is the Barbs know now that it's static between her and Doja Cat. So the Barbs are not really supporting Doja Cat as much as they were before. And that's why I'm like, there's something else to this, because in her conversation, she wants to make it clear that my fan base is being used. And I personally feel as though I've seen the shift. I've seen the difference in the reception of Doja Cat and the Nicki Minaj fans. They have kind of pulled back a little bit. So I just don't see Nicki Minaj fans. There are still some, but they're not all just living for her. They've kind of like, wait, is this some tea? The problem is when you don't know it's some tea, and Nicki tries to tell you, I don't f*** her. So that's why I'm saying it's more to it, because I don't see a lot of Doja Cat Cardi, Nicki Minaj fans like, we love Nicki and Doja. We need that Nicki Doja collab. I'm not hearing that. I'm not seeing that. I think they've kind of figured out that Nicki don't like her. And they've unfollowed each other. So it's not this big push for them to work together or camaraderie. So I think while the stats and stuff, that may be true. I'm not going to take Doja Cat out of that. She's probably got hit with a strand in that tweet too. But I'm still going to stick on my Ice Spice theory because just for the simple fact that people are not seeing it, that is exactly the issue. You see, the issue is not when it becomes literal in your face. Bitch, somebody just hit me. It's when you're not looking and it's just hitting you. That hits different. You know what I'm saying? You guys are a day late in the dollar short with the Doja Cat stuff. It's already here. It's out of head now. It's clear. It's there. We get it. Girl, the tea is there. Not much to dissect there. But the that's not really the problem because you know that that's there. The problem is this thing that looks like it's all good, and really I can't say nothing because we all supposed to be playing nice, but the money is funny and there's trouble over here, but it ain't came to a head yet, so no one sees it. No one believes it. You guys do this with every – you did this with Meg. You did this with Doja Cat. Then it becomes in your face. Now it's like, yeah, she don't like Doja Cat. Well, I've been telling you that already. Stop waiting for it to come to a head. Look at the context clue. Something is going on over here. Now, you can wait a year from now, and then we're moving on to the next thing, and y'all want to come back and try to tell me. But I'm not taking Doja Cat out of this. I think, you know, the stats and stuff, I think very much so, for sure. I'm over here like, girl, what is this? Now, I'm not saying I don't care about her, Nicki Minaj, Doja Cat. I can't stand Doja Cat. So, sayonara. I don't want to see Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice beat, though. I like them together. So, I'm hoping that the theory online is wrong and it's just a rumor and a whatever business is right, but Doja Cat is trash. I don't care. But yeah, child. Let me do one more. Okay, 3613, you're live on the air.
Yes, finally I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, this is Jade. I'm the one who commented under the Jocelyn Hernandez post.
Okay.
About this topic. I really wanted you to get into this, and I think you did a really good job of laying this out from start to finish. First, I have to get out. That How You Do That, How You Do That, that's my song.
Period.
I play that every day.
Period. Thank you.
I've been watching you for a long time. I never call in. This is like only because I was like, oh, you're really getting into the tea that I wanted. So anyways, I'm going to keep this short. The thing that I think everybody missing, when Nicki tweeted the this will lead to exile from the castle part, I don't think Doja Cat was ever in the castle, if we're being 100. Like, yes, he gave her a look, but like you said, the Nicki versus Doja T is late. Like, that's, she's been off the radar for Nicki. I think the only person that she's given an actual royal title to is Ice Spice. You get what I'm saying?
Well, okay, hold on. But I think she was saying Nicki Minaj fans will be exiled from the kingdom. That's what she said.
Okay.
Not the person. But my point is, I don't see a lot of Nicki Minaj fans sharing and posting Doja Cat stuff on the timeline. They don't.
Yeah,
they already clocked it.
Like her
yeah. They've already clocked
that's old. I just don't see this being about Doja. Like, and don't get it twisted. Like, I would love if all the girls kumbaya getting along and making great music for all of us to box to. I don't necessarily just want to see it messy, but it's like, if you don't see it now, like, how can you really call yourself a Nicki fan? Like, I just don't understand. But I'm not getting into all the specifics. The vibes are going to be who they are. Like you said, they're a little delusional. They're a little slow. And they're going to get it 2 years later, just like they did with all the other tea that you gave them. You always spot on, and you always be trying to tell them, and they just don't listen. But I just wanted to say I love your show. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
I'm inspired by you.
Okay.
And, yeah, love you.
Love you too, boo. Thank you. I want to say this too, guys. I really don't know.